With more than 20,000 prisoners in the state, at any given time, at least one of the state's four maximum security prisons is overcrowded. But the prison in Boscobel, now known as the Wisconsin Secure Program Facility, has a special mission to house only those prisoners deemed dangerous enough to hold in separate cells under strict isolation rules. The number of inmates that qualify has always been less than the prison's 500-bed capacity. Now Department of Corrections Secretary Matt Frank says he wants to put those cells to use.
The fact is, we could use more flexibility in moving maximum security prisoners through the system, and having WSPF have that capacity, which is it has not had until this point, makes sense.
Frank says he's asked the basketball warden to consider converting a recreational facility at the prison to a multi-purpose room that could be used for educational programs for maximum security prisoners. That rec room was built to settle a lawsuit brought by inmates who charged the former Supermax didn't allow inmates enough time out of their cells. Madison attorney Ed Garvey represented inmates in that suit. He says he's pleased the state is considering more changes at the prison.
Common sense is finally starting to become part of the reality of the Department of Corrections. This was a prison that never should have been built. It's extraordinarily expensive. It's staff intensive. I think that from every point of view, I would hope the Department of Corrections would take an open view of the situation and see what changes could be brought about.
Garvey has been pushing for changes in what's known as the level system at Boscobel, where each level determines how many hours a day an inmate remains in isolation. Secretary Frank says he's asked the warden to consider changing rules so fewer prisoners get stuck at the most punitive level, where they remain in their cells 23 hours a day. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.